coming up in just a moment. Jesse of Point Breeze also got the correct answer. Hello, Jesse. And Mike says this week's clue is kind of cute. The words you're looking for both sound like loot. And Dust Bowl, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing fine. How are you doing down there?
I'm doing well. And Jim in Black Ridge, Jim in Crafton Heights, and Mike and Mars all said Nero fiddled as Rome burned. So did Russ in King, North Carolina. That's the name we were looking for. You also knew loot. Well done. How's things in your life?
Well, did you get much snow down there?
Not much. I'd say about an inch maybe at most. It was kind of pretty last night. Nothing too significant. How about you in Warren, Ohio?
Maybe we have an inch and a half, and it's like hanging on the tree branches that, you know, don't have leaves on them yet. It's kind of a farewell, I hope.
Yeah, it's what I thought about this morning was this is March coming in like the lion that it comes in like, but hopefully it won't be too long until the weather gets a little nicer.
Yep. Last night we went to a fish fry that hadn't occurred in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
First reason why, the first year was off because of COVID. They couldn't do it right there. Then the church burned down. This is St. Patrick's Church in Hubbard, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to rebuild the church in 3 years, yeah.
And that had to be a nice, happy reunion. I was hoping to make it to the Allegheny Elks this week, both on Tuesday night for Fat Tuesday and for the Friday fish fry, and I didn't get a chance to make it, unfortunately. But how was it?
It was great. They had a good meal there. Very tasty, and a lot of people there, too, which helps their cause.
Yeah, there are times I think it would be fun for that to be done year-round, but it would probably wear a lot of people out. I would think it would.
It does take some manpower to do this when you get a large group.
Yeah, did you ever work one in your time?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I know people.
Never did that.
I know people who have, and they tell me it is tiring.
I heard one interview on TV where this one group over there that was going to do the same thing. They come in at 2 a.m. and get started.
Wow, 2 a.m. I guess they've got batter to make and fish to prep, and that's early.
Yeah. And then it's all done by, well, they're done serving by 6, something like that. But it's usually from 3 to 6 that they do those. But it's pretty big up here in Trumbull County. We have quite a selection, and the TV station lists all the different venues that had the fish on Friday there.
So, yeah, there are maps and there are brackets to vote for the best fish that's available. It's really something. Well, thank you, Dust Bowl. Well done on coming up with loot. Take care. And we're heading in nearing the top of the hour. Tommy also knew that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And Susie, remember we were talking about things found in books? As a librarian, Susie found $20 in a novel when she worked at Pitt's Library School. She wondered if somebody put it there for a poor library student to find. She thinks it was in an Anne Tyler novel. A $20 bookmark is something. The only time I found money, and it was a 50, was in a washing machine in an apartment complex that I lived in. And I ended up having to keep it. I tried to find the rightful owner, and yeah, I had to. I had the burden of keeping it. I could not find the rightful owner of the 50. So mine it became. We would joke a lot about it being laundered money. It just showed up. It might have been stuck in the agitator for years and years, saying that it's always good to pay attention to agitators. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Russ just noted the snow that you heard Dust Bowl Jack referring to is onion snow. That's after the onion sets have been planted. You've got what's called onion snow. I remember that term. Thanks, Ross. The Soundhound will visit shortly. Shortly, that is. The Soundhound will be here for you.
Winking, blinking, and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We've come to fish for the herring fish. Live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe. And the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. To the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking and in our two little eyes, nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while mommy sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea. Where the old moon rocked the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod.
That's Mae Robertson. Winking and blinking and nod. On today's Saturday Light Brigade, the Soundhound is scratching at our feet here in a moment. have a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you identify the sound that he's brought along with him today.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including the Summer Youth Guide, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Speaking of our Youth Media Center, our camp activities have been announced, and you can find complete information about when the camps are, what the topics are, including how to register and how to get scholarship information as well. You'll find it all at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. Well, look who's paid a visit to us. Nice to see the Sound Hound here visiting, and he's going to join us in just a moment. I want to remind you that we spring ahead 1 hour tonight before you go to bed is usually when most people do it, or as you're heading home if you go out. There's probably the clock in the car is the one that requires the most attention. A lot of them flip automatically these days, but we spring ahead 1 hour as we head into daylight saving time officially tomorrow. So make sure to do that. I also wanted to share something that Jim sent. We were talking about fiddling while Rome burned. And let me... there it is. Be it ever so crumbly, there's no place like Rome. The emperor was Nero. The palace was his home. But he liked to play with matches, and for a fire yearned. So he set Rome on fire and fiddled while it burned. And Jim says he seems to recall that being... song in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. And you know, I can kind of see that being the case. And I think I mentioned Russ also knew Nero. And Lambertine just wrote, Pudge is with us, Lambertine Pudge. And it was Russ that talked about onion snow, and Lambertine said it might be a little too early for onion snow, but let's hope that it's here. Lambertine, it's good to have you with us as always. Are you ready for today's Sound Hound Puzzle? You'll get a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you could identify the sound that the Sound Hound brought today. Let me grab the Sound Hound from our playful puppy. Got it. And here is the sound. Listen carefully. 412-200-5975. If you can identify that sound, here it is again. Four, one, two, 200-5975 is the way you can reach us.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
If I was a dream, I would be Montana. I would be a wild place of rivers and light. I would be a fool if I would not love you tonight. If I was a heart, I could still be broken. I could still be broken by the stars that fall. If I was a blackbird, I would not miss you at all.
Home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the dang things are. Cause they grew legs and lost their tails and hop right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight. I saw a caterpillar crawling up an oat scrub pine. Rather prickly, awfully tickly, yeah, but I don't mind. I really should have left her on that tree, I suppose. Cause she flew away on a brand new day, and now I got holes in all my clothes. Everything is possible, although it's unbelievable, but absolutely anything could happen soon. Send myself to you. If you were the wallpaper, I'd like to be the glue. I didn't know you yesterday, but now look how lucky I am. Cause I like you much more than there are tulips down in old Amsterdam. I saw a little milkweed pod floating in the air. I said, excuse me, where are you going? It replied, everywhere, cause I'm invited by the sky and I'm delighted by the rain. When I land, I'll rest a while and then I'll grow. Then I'll blow away again. Everything is possible, although it's unbelievable, but absolutely anything could happen soon. Tadpoles home in an old jam jar. Now I sit here wondering where the damn things are. They grew legs and lost their tails and hopped right out of sight. When I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, when I took a tadpole puddle home, I realized just how much things can change overnight.
Her name is Zoe Lewis. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Tadpole Puddle, the name of the song she just did. And we're going to have the correct answer coming up in a moment with our Soundhound puzzle. Before Zoe Lewis, you heard Missy Raines. And I Would Be a Blackbird, a pretty song from her album on Compass Records called Highlander. Here is this morning's sound again, if you would like to take a guess. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text 412-200-5975. Amy and Jesse were the very first to guess. They're in Point Breeze, and they thought that it could be a pressure washer. That's a great first guess. Not that, however. Let me share some of the many guesses that have come in. And you have a chance to join us if you would like to, if you think you know the answer, 412-200-5975. Russ in Kang, North Carolina, got the correct answer. John in Carrick also came up with it. Angie in Mars got it. So did Patrick in Stanton Heights. Richard on the North Side knew the correct answer. Stu and Sarah are in McCandless. Stu sent a note with the right answer. Jim in Blackridge did as well. Susie heard an electric pencil sharpener, and I get it as well. Tommy essentially got the correct answer. Caden thought it might be some kind of saw. I hear that. Caden's mom did get the correct answer. Pudge and Lamartine thought it could be a tire spinning on the road. So close. Mike and Mars got it correct. John and Economy Borough also got it. I think I mentioned Russ getting it. And Rick in Highland Park also came up with the correct answer and a lot of details. Mrs. Edwards is in Monroeville thinking it might have been a Coinstar machine. I hear it, but it's not that. Here it is one more time. Linda got it in Collier. She's half of the dynamic duo. Dust Bowl Jack came up with the correct answer. Ralph in Old Crabtree got it. And I think that gets us up to date with correct answers. Let me just double check. Let's see, Jim got it. Jim V got it. Thank you for your kind note, Jim. And also, Greg in McKeesport thought it might be a fire truck spraying foam. Brian in Pittsburgh thought it could be a power drill or a nail gun. And Carla, a couple notes to you before I forget. Jim just emailed us and wanted to let you know, express his condolences on Sparky. Jim mentioned that, I think he's writing that he is also blind and is very sorry for your loss. So Jim passes that along to you. There's so many people that know how it feels. Larry in Elwood City note that he lost his dog Seamus this week and wanted you to know he's thinking of you. And how are you today?
I'm doing really well, and I want to express my condolences to Larry before I forget. This is rough, and I walked that road, as you all know, so I will keep him in prayer.
Yeah, he'll appreciate that, I'm sure.
And I appreciate all these condolences because I don't have family around. Now people have been calling me, but it's still, you know, it's very difficult, you know.
Yeah, anybody who is feeling frustrated for any reason these days, and this is not a place where we talk about political things, but the one thing within everybody's capacity is to simply be kind to people, especially people that where you can be kind and you might not even know who they are or be under any so-called obligation to be kind. Just to be kind. And that's a good example there. You knew this, and there's a funny story behind this sound that I'll share with you, but here it is again. And what did you come up with?
Well, it's a car starting up, and it's a sound that I'll never make, never have made. You wouldn't want me to make this sound unless I just stayed put.
Yeah.
I'd love to drive. That's the one thing I miss about being blind is not being able to drive. The only driving I do is driving people crazy. And specifically, it sounds like a car starting in a garage because I can hear some echoiness there. And I can hear that pencil sharpener that somebody at Susie suggested because, you know, that's the sound my pencil sharpener in my classroom makes, sort of.
Well, it is. It does in the saw that Caden heard. I can hear too. It is the sound of a car, and that was sent to us actually by a brigadier who wants to be anonymous. He said it's the sound of my 2000 Honda not starting, and it's authentic because I recorded it and I sent, I texted a copy of it to my boss to prove that that was the reason I didn't make it into work.
That's so funny. I'll have to send you, I could send you a sound and I think that would stump most of your listeners. Maybe someday I'll do that.
Well, I love.
You would get it, but I'd send it.
I love the fact that that sound had a backstory to it. And there also, there's a longer version of it that we could also play. But anybody, you know, lots of people have had that trouble where the sound just goes on and on. Here's the longer, you know, you just, it goes on and on and on.
This is why I don't drive, Larry. No, I don't want to make that sound. I don't drive because I don't want to spend the money for gas, and the roads are too dangerous. That's why I don't drive.
Well, Ricky and I try to carpool into work, and we end up leaving a vehicle undriven frequently, and we've learned we better start that up every now and then, or because if we don't, we're going to regret it.
Yes,
so we do.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so, but that was a good sound, and you reminded me, not that I needed to be reminded of, you know, the 13th of March and income tax. That's exactly what I'm going to be working on.
Oh, your
today
business.
Because I'm getting, getting ready to go to my account.
Oh, no,
the real thing, the whole income tax, you know, the quarterly's done.
Yeah, good luck with that. And fortunately, we lose an hour this week for you to work on it.
Yes, we do. I wish they would push that back to April again. I really do. It's too early to do daylight savings time because it's going to be so dark in the morning. Now, some people want to get rid of it, but that would be a bad idea, too, because if we got stuck in daylight savings time all the time, it wouldn't get light until 9 o'clock in Pennsylvania. Mm. I say we go back to April and we just do it and live with it. We're getting too soft around the middle. We can adjust to changing our clocks. And just think of the advantages we get. More light in the summer and more light in the winter.
Boy, are you going to open up a can of worms? Everybody's got a feeling
about
that.
I know I am. I always do. I'm good at that, too. I'm good at that. Ask anybody that knows me.
Thank you, Carla. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. And keep up the good work.
Thank you. And yes, clocks spring ahead in an hour, whether you are happy about that or not, officially tomorrow as we head into daylight saving time. Dan Singleton is here. Dan, thanks for hanging on. And I'm so glad you could join us this morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Dan, you're with Age Friendly Pittsburgh, and tell us a little bit about the organization and what y'all do.
So Age Friendly Greater Pittsburgh, we're an initiative by Southwestern Pennsylvania Partnership for Aging and Pitt School of Social Work. And we have offices in the JCC in Squirrel Hill. And so what we do is we promote intergenerational connection and solidarity between people of all ages. The idea is, you know, there's a global age-friendly movement, and the idea that communities across the world are trying to find little ways to make our homes and our communities just more accessible and friendly for people of all ages. So something that's good for somebody who's in their 80s is going to be good for somebody who's 8. You know, a sidewalk that is accessible for someone with a mobility device or a wheelchair is also going to be really accessible for me as a dad with a 3-year-old and got a stroller and is often carrying like 3 bags of groceries. And so that's kind of what we do. We look for ways to promote intergenerational connection and things that are just going to make our community better for people of all ages.
And you do great work, and people often, they just don't know because it requires putting yourself in somebody else's shoes. And even if you're often good at doing that, you might not actually know, you might not have all the knowledge that's needed to understand these things, and it really is useful. Now, you have a photo bank that you've just released, and that's a great way to help spread awareness because you have photos of everyday people that help generate more of an understanding of these issues. A lot of people try to find representative photos, but now that's not going to be as difficult a thing to do because of what you've done. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, so the photo bank is the project. We've been working on it for about a year, and we're super, super excited. It's a free photo bank. There are 100 photos of our region, real people in our region. And we commissioned 5 local photographers to kind of go out into the community and capture these images. And we're hosting them on our website, agefriendlypgh.org. And they're basically free to use for any community-facing organization or individual. As long as the use is non-commercial or non-political, you are free to use these photos and flyers and presentations and social media posts. But as you're saying, like the idea why we, you know, spent a year kind of building this resource for our community is we're looking around and we're just noticing there are not a lot of good Pittsburgh photos. And when I say Pittsburgh photos, I mean, if you type Pittsburgh photos into Google, you'll get some beautiful shots of the skyline, some beautiful shots of the bridges, but just not as much as the people. And our philosophy at Age Friendly is very much like make it human, make it personal. Because we've noticed that when we talk about aging, it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, like just across the board, everybody kind of does this thing where the second you talk about aging, you're talking about other people aging. Your parents, your neighbors, even when you're kind of imagining yourself aging, there's kind of this block or this distance. Like we have this sort of, we immediately kind of shift to a them mentality when thinking about age.
Right.
And we're trying to get people to think about aging as an us thing, as a thing that happens to everybody. I tell my 3-year-old daughter, we're all aging all the time. And that's just true. I mean, every single one of us, every single day is getting a little bit older. So how do we get people to kind of shift to that us mentality? We're hoping the photo bank and seeing pictures and images of real kind of people living vibrant lives will sort of help people kind of see themselves at another stage in life, you know, kind of get over that little mental hurdle just a little bit, you know, just a little bit more and kind of see themselves. It's like, wait a minute, I can see myself going to a garden in my 60s and having a wonderful time just enjoying the flowers, or going to a craft festival and working the booth there, or any number of other scenarios. That's kind of the idea. Like, we're putting out these free images, and they're free to use, but we're hoping that as they start circulating in the community, we'll start producing that shift from them to us.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it, and it's really well expressed what you just said. Could you mention the website again, please?
Yes, www.agefriendlypgh.org/photobank, if you just want to go right to the photo bank. I should also mention we are on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and a little bit of Twitter, although less so these days. And so if you can find us on any of those platforms. I'm the social media guy, so if you send a message through any of those platforms, it'll be me who picks up the proverbial phone, if you will. But they're accessible on any of those platforms. The website is where the high-resolution images live. So, yeah, www.agefriendlypgh.org.
Very good. Thank you, Dan. We appreciate your being with us today. That's Dan Singleton from Age Friendly Greater Pittsburgh. And you can learn more about the photo bank project where he just suggested that you go at Age Friendly Pittsburgh's website. Good morning to Bonnie up on Observatory Hill. Bonnie also had the correct answer to our Soundhound puzzle, and Bonnie was among many who noted that the Soundhound is driving an internal combustion engine, or riding in an internal combustion engine vehicle. And if you have an EV, you're not used to hearing that sound anymore. Mike noted that too. Zach came up with the correct answer as well. Well done. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Our After Thoughts puzzle is coming up in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. Mike has already solved it on Facebook for the puzzle, and all of our other puzzles this morning appears. What one word follows these three? Door, floor, and place. Door, floor, and place. Well, one word follows those three. Do you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Arlen Bennett now by request. Good luck with our Afterthoughts puzzle. join us on the radio. We'd love to hear you and talk with you.
He holds her hand, she holds his too. Walking the sidewalk just like me and you. Her hair is gray, his are few. For so many years, they've seen a promise through. They take their time with forever on their side. And I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. They say hello, and we say hi. Suddenly, an hour's gone by. She was a nurse, he fought in the war, telling us about the way life was before. In times less crazed, but how some things never change. And I hope we will be just like them, just like them, just like them, bragging about the kids, and just like him, taking care when she got sick, and just like when he lost his job and she helped out, just like them. Ain't that what love is all about? Oh. Say it's late, it's time to go. We hate to miss our favorite TV show. And as they walk away, I can hear him say, do you remember when we just like them, just like them.
That is one of today's finest working singer songwriters. His name is Arlen Bennett, and that was requested. The song is called Just Like Them. By request, Sharon and Russ, for you. And we are looking for the one word that naturally follows door, floor, and place. Gail also suggested rubber as a clue. We could also add chair and exercise as clues. Zach got the correct answer, so did Galen Stanton Heights, Mike and Mars, Stu, and Sarah also came up with it in McCandless. Tom in McCandless has it. Annie got it, listening in Eastern PA. Larry in Elwood City has the correct answer. John in Economy Borough has it. Rick in Highland Park also has the correct answer. I know, Rick, you were planning on heading out to Puerto Rico. I hope you had a good trip. Chris in Pitcairn has the right answer. And Patrick in South Park also has it. Linda in Collier has it. John in Carrick has it. A correct answer also from Dust Bowl. Jack, Jesse in Point Breeze. Gail adds the clue yoga as another one. Carla in McMurray has the correct answer. She also suggested yoga and exercise as clues. We're going to talk with Greg in McKeesport and then Brian. We'll start with Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. And I hope things are well with you also. You came up with You came up with the correct answer. What word did you come up with?
I came up with Matt.
Matt is That's exactly right. Doormat, floor mat, and placemat. Yeah. Well done. Did you think of any others?
No, not really. That just came to mind right away.
Well done. How's the snow look from your perspective? Did much more come down?
No, there's no snow at all here in my area.
We had just a teeny bit overnight. Well, thank you. Well done, Greg. I charged you. We appreciate your checking in. Thank you. And Brian also got it. Good morning, Brian.
The answer is Matt. Before I came up with it, when Ricky answered the phone, Sari Light Brigade, I said Matt, and she was like, "Hey, Matt, what's up?" And I said, "No, Ricky, it's floor mat, place mat, door mat." She was like, "Oh, it's Brian," and I got a laugh out of that one.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's amazing how many calls come in sometimes. But yes, it's Brian with Matt.
I love it.
Well done.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you for checking in.
Hey, you be good, okay?
Thanks. Tommy suggests adding auto, diplo, bath, and four, as in four mat, and also has, as in hazmat. Mike and Mars said, we older listeners might appreciate photo as a clue, and Caden added bath as a clue, as in bath mat. That's a great clue. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you, if you knew the word we were looking for, is Matt. Bonnie also had the correct answer on Observatory Hill. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge right after the top of the hour when we play Guess Who. I also see that a correct answer came in from Susan, or was it the other Susan? Well done, Matt, the word we were looking for.
Saturday night at the laundromat, I got nothing better to do. My clothes got dirt, my feelings hurt, my baby made me blue. Saturday night at the laundromat, it's a tale of love gone sour. My sweat socks stink, and yes, I think I'm throwing in the towel. Fill up that cup with with detergent. She would not have me as her gent. It's a Saturday night at the laundromat, and I'm a Saturday sad sack. But if my baby was right here, I wouldn't need to shed a tear. My life would overflow with cheer. I want my baby back. At the laundromat, my clothes spin around in the rinse. My baby's gone, she left at dawn, and I ain't seen her since. Saturday night at the laundromat, now I've got a right to cry. I'm out of change, it's sad and strange, my tears won't tumble dry. Guess the next rhyme. Here all alone with my laundry. Well, it's a Saturday night at the laundromat. I've sold out every stain. I'm packing up, my clothes are clean. How could my baby be so mean? My favorite shirt from down the drain.
I know a little brown bat named Matthew. All his bat friends call him Matt. He's a warm-blooded mammal, just like your favorite cat. He lives there in your home place, was born in the spring. His mom called him a pup till he could fly with his own wings. A little brown bat,
a little brown bat
that we call Matt,
that we call Matt,
flies all around,
flies all around,
and uses sound,
uses sound,
so he won't crash,
so he won't crash,
bounce, hit, or bat,
bounce, hit, or bat.
He's a little brown bat,
he's a little brown bat,
and his name is Matt,
and his name is Matt.
Matt's mostly covered with fur and he keeps it clean, but his wings are only covered with skin. See him come out late evening, you wonder where he's been. He left his mother for the first time, now he needed a place to stay. It's hard these days to find a home where a bat can sleep all day. A little brown bat that we call Matt flies all around and uses sound, so he won't crash, bounce, hit, or bash. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt. But Matt doesn't want to scare anyone. Nature made bats the way nature did. I'll bet Matt has a lot of fun trying to catch more bugs than his best bat friend. Matt is
is what we call nocturnal. Moves around more once it's night. When it's hard to see, he uses sound clicks and echoes guide his flight. One night when Matt was flying through the neighborhood, he couldn't believe his ears. Miss Rebecca put up a nice bat house. He let out three bat cheers. A little brown bat that we call Matt flies all around and uses sound so he won't crash, bounce, hit, or bash. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt. A bat house looks like a box that's kind of flat with a little roof on top. The bottom's open where Matt flies in when it's finally time to stop. Eating mosquitoes and flying bugs in the air, Matt's busy all night long. Bats are a good part of nature. Now Matt's got his own bat song. A little brown bat that we call Matt flies all around and uses sound so he won't crash, bounce, hit, or bash. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt. He's a little brown bat, and his name is Matt.
His name is Musical Mark, and that song is Matt the Bat. You also heard Matt Glazer at Saturday night at the Laundromat. Well, it's birthday time. Happy belated birthday to John and Carrick from his son, Josh and Carrick. Today we have Maria of Bradford Woods from Lisa, Dave, and Michael, Emily of Penn Hills from Mom Francie, and Grandma and Grandpa, and Paul. Lena of Butler from Stephanie and Richard, also celebrating today, Rosemary in North Carolina from your sister, Marcia. Carl and Shakara from Bob and Betty and Shannon and the whole family, Dominicchio, the kids, Maria, Patty, Carl, everybody. Finally, on the 8th, we have Nathan Patrick Snyder from Tom, Denise, and Cynthia. On the 9th, Roland of O'Hara from Chloe and Justine, Kayla of Shadyside from Mom, Dad, and Julia, Jack from Mom, Dad, and Sam in Old Washington, and Danny in Fenelton, for Michael and Andy and Pam and Cherry and all of us. Your family's been listening for so many years. On March 10th, we have Mira of Poland, from Debbie and Rich and Shannon and Ryan and Derek and Alex, and from us too. Also on the 10th, Jessica of Bear Rocks from Michael and Liz, Amy of Brentwood from Justin and Sean and Cody, John Henry Luke from Mom and Dad, Gabriel and Shaler also on the 10th, Jen of Jefferson Hills from Chad, Uncle Rudy from Marley, and also from Cameron, Catherine, Alicia of Upper St. Clair, from Norm, Barb, and your siblings, Nathan, Becca, and Julie, and Sereny of Springdale from the whole Wellsby gang. And I always like to remember our friend Paul Dick, who was born on March 10th. We miss you, Paul. Think about you a lot. March 11th, Dwayne of Westview from wife Tiffany, daughter Zoe, and son Gabriel. Ryan from your family, Maya from the Bingham family. Also on March 11th, we remember the birthday of Joanne Rogers, who was born March 11th, 1928, the wife of Mr. Rogers. On March 12th, Helen Cavazza, the polka queen, from Jack. That would be Dust Bowl, Jack. Happy birthday, Helen. Colleen from husband Ken and your family, Miguel of McKeesport from Marcy, your mom and from Marcus. On the 13th, Dominicchio of Harmony, Mary Beth of Monroeville from Son Noah, Marley from Tom and Dee, Wendy from John. Also on the 13th, we have Jackie of Glassport from Tom and Karen and Tanya, Aline of Saco, Maine from husband Jeff, and Michael of Fenelton from Danny, Andy, and Mom and Dad, Pam and Cherry. Finally, Leonard of Monroeville celebrates on the 14th. Wife Linda wishes you a happy birthday. Alyssa of Valencia. From Dad Nate, Mom Karen, Sister Laura, and Brother Lucas, Eric and Point Breeze from Regis, Ian, Joshua, and Regina, Rob of Morningside, and on the 14th of March, happy birthday to Dust Bowl Jack.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Come on, New Orleans!
And stomp to the trimmy second line.